The U.S. Forest Service has released a draft management plan to address overcrowding in the Maroombell Snowmass Wilderness. Backpackers will likely see a permitting system in popular areas. The Forest Service plan defines the maximum number of groups that can camp at one time in 30 different areas across the Maroombell Snowmass Wilderness. Groups are already required to register at the trailhead, and the agency will use this information to track the number of campers. The plan does not affect day use. Kay Hopkins, recreation planner for the White River National Forest, explains that if the use of these spots exceeds that threshold,
it could indeed set the stage to trigger a permit system.
Use of popular areas like the Conundrum Hot Springs, Crater Lake, and the Four Pass Loop has increased by nearly 300% since 2006. Hopkins says this means that in many places, the landscape can't sustain that many people.
So we're just getting a lot of resource damage from tree cutting, campsite proliferation, human waste, trash, a lot of abandoned campsites. You know, it's just increasing every year.
The Forest Service is required by the 1964 Wilderness Act to preserve the wild character of these backcountry areas and has been monitoring overnight stays in the Maroombell's wilderness since 2003. That data will be used in an upcoming environmental analysis. After that study, the agency may move to a permitting system as soon as this spring, but there will be no fees, at least for the first year. But first, the public has a chance to comment on the plan, and there will be an open house on Tuesday, November 15th at the Basalt Library. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.